Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. Hot Talk Radio.
ATL, what's going on? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. You know what I'm saying? Be well, because I'm still and always going to be a beautiful nightmare. Welcome to our old listeners. Welcome back to our... Wait, hold up. Now, I know y'all going to be saying I'm drunk. I know y'all going to be saying it. But players, fuck up. Welcome to our new listeners. Welcome back to our old listeners. Shouts out to the UK. I'm always start every show off with that. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Shouts out to the USA. Shouts out to Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Turkey, India, France, Germany, Africa, Tanzania, Estonia, Ireland, Scotland, England, and Wales. Shouts out to the entire world if your country is listening. And I don't mention it. And that's y'all fault. Y'all haven't made contact with me and sent me the information. But do it. If you know what? I got something for you. Send the email to hottalkradio@gmail.com and let me know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to leave anybody out. We love our listeners. You know what I'm saying? We love our listeners. We dare not try to leave them out. Shouts out to the other co-hosts. We got JD the Black Clark Kent, Fat, Polo the One, T, a.k.a. the Professor, Sean, DJ Sweet, Mama Rossi, we got Slick Mike, we got Juicy, we got Jack, we got them all. Hell, you call in, we'll let y'all ass host. You know what I'm saying? We just that cool off up in here. Shouts out to the associates, Twin Folks, Brad Brothers, DJ Brad, Backbone from the Dungeon Family, Lenny Mac from the Phillies. Shouts out to our promoters, APGME, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, Freaknik ATL, EOFAM, MPM Entertainment, Twin Productions, Divine Elements, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, Dub Beats, Power Moves. Now, I just gave y'all the, I got a headache today. That don't mean nothing. I just gave y'all the information for our Gmail. Visit our Ning page at hottalkradio.ning.com. Check out freaknickatl.ning.com. Check out Yacht Party Boys with a Z, yacht.ning.com. Visit tag page, Lady Libra number one, Mama Rossi, Hot Talk Lady Libra on Marco Face. You know what I'm saying? Just have fun. Join the Ning page, and you don't have to worry about finding the other friend pages on the other sites. That'll just keep it easier. Now, today is a repeat from Sunday. Sunday's show was hot as hell. You know what I'm saying? All our shows be hot. You know, it'd be funny because every time we do a show, every time we produce a show, they say, that was the best show ever. Then the next show, that was the best show ever. Then the next show, yeah, that was the best show ever. I mean, you know, every show is just fucking hot. But, hey, this is Hot Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? I want to let y'all know we now have over 1 million listeners and counting. We are now filling slots and accepting sponsors. You feel free to call 4049, the word hot, 119, which translates into the numbers 404-946-8119 for more information. Are you a new artist? Do you have a hit song that you need the world to hear? Do you have a new mixtape that you need promotion for? Trying to get the world to know about you or your product? Then Hot Talk Radio is the way. We meet your millions of listeners, and it won't take us but 2 seconds to get you all across the world with the listeners as well. So I gave you the number. Let's do it. Now, back to this. Now, we already got Fat done already checked in. We got Jack done already checked in. Slick Mike done already checked in. Shouts out to 678-499. I don't know who that is, but shouts out to you. In the event anyone desires to say something, feel free to press the number one. Your hand will fly out, and you will be brought into the conversation. But this is to be Solitude Tuesday. We had Solitary Sunday, but it's to be Solitude Tuesday. Repeat from Sunday. This topic is backed by popular demand. Solitary. Living or being alone. Single. Lonely. Remote. Where Hot Talk Radio is an epidemic. See, I'm running too fast. There is no stopping us. We are taking over the world one show at a time. Do you feel that women can't stand being alone? Do you feel that some women go to the extreme not to be alone? Example, staying in abusive relationships. And you know that's a broad, you know, statement about abuse, because abuse is in so many ways, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, verbal. You know what I'm saying? So check it. Do you feel like this is a reason for bisexuality? Now, like I said on the last show, I can give a damn what you like. You could like a dog fall like you. It ain't my business. I'm not here to judge nobody. Do you. It's your life. Live it to the fullest. Live it like it's your last, because boo-boo, one day it will be. Now, do men care about being alone? Do you feel that this could be a contributing factor to infidelity? The doctors are in the building. Let's go. Now, I got something that I want to do as far as my birthdays were concerned. So I got to do this right quick, you know. In the meantime, it's going to take but a minute. Y'all know Lady Lee Robbie's got something up her sleeve. But, hey, that's just who I am. If they don't answer the phone,
hello?
I got. Oh, okay. I was worried. This is Hot Talk Radio. Hi, Libra.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, let me. I got one more thing that I'm getting ready to do, and then I'm proceed,
okay.
And then I'm gonna let you go to sleep so you can go to work tomorrow. I mean, go to school, and then I'll see
okay.
y'all. In the morning, you know, in a decent time, because I'm not going to be knocking at the door at 7 o'clock in the morning, because I'm capable of shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I'm working on something.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, now I got you on the line. Okay, now, so, This is High Tide Radio, people. You know, I held off on my birthday wishes. Now I'm finna go into it, and then next thing will follow. I want to wish my tag friends a happy birthday first. We got happy birthday Antonio B, David P, DJ, Jermel, Mr. Slackavella, whatever. Happy birthday Oakland, CA, Savannah, again, whatever. Happy birthday, personal masseuse. Now the person I just called, can you mute your background or?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now for my Facebook friends, I want to wish Mashana Reeves a happy birthday, Rachel Kwan, Tyree Lindsay a happy birthday, and my boy Q from the Bread Brothers, Wayman Jones a happy birthday. He's also on the line. Happy birthday, Q.
Thank you.
Now, I have something special for you. I have Madeline T. Clef on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, and she's going to show you all the thing that I asked her to do and I've been talking about. We're still working on that, but she wanted to do something. I asked her to do something special for my friend Q tonight. So, Madeline, the mic is yours, boo-boo.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
That's Madeline T. Clef, people. Madeline T. Clef. Thank you, my darling, and I will see you in the morning.
All right, no problem.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
All right, you too.
All right, we're going to bring in Fat.
Yes, wow. Do I get songs on my birthday, too?
Oh, we're going to do something even bigger for your birthday, boo-boo. We're going to do something even bigger for your birthday. We got Mike done checked in. Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, Lady Libra? What's up, Hot Radio?
Did you like that?
Oh, man, that was awesome. I like that.
Y'all going to know when I say I'm working on something. Y'all going to know it's going to always be a masterpiece because that's how I get down. Q, you still blushing, boo-boo, or you not collect? Did you collect yourself?
Yeah, I like that, and I appreciate that. She needs to sing that for me live in person.
Oh, look, see, there you here wanting to make this woman come to your house. Look, now you know what, y'all? See, he want to start early today, but you know what? Except for that.
Oh, no, not on your birthday. Not on your birthday.
Well, come on, you're
acting
up,
Mike.
Man. Damn.
Yes.
Are you killing people on their birthday?
You know how Lady Libra do it. I have no self-control whatsoever. None whatsoever. But I got some, you know, we still within our time. I'm going to let the people know, you know, what's going on with us. We got, like I said, we're looking for sponsors and we're taking ads and everything. We're doing big things.
I have a number, too, that they can also reach me at.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and tell them, you know, that's Sexy Libra, a.k.a. Fat. Go ahead and give them your number, boo.
But I'm just going to get on my other, I have a business phone, so that number is 404-574-7162. Got it? 404-574-7162. That's my contact number as well.
Big things, y'all. That's right. And for those of you all that's interested in the Celebrity Libra Affair, those are the numbers to also hit. You can either hit Sexy Libra and her on her phone or hit Lady Libra at 404-9-HOT-119. Yeah, I did it on purpose. 911. It's like 911 both ways. You know what I'm saying? So 449-HOT-119. And for those of you all that can't spell hot, it's 404-946-8119.
Wow.
God,
I thought it was H-O-T, you know.
You know what I'm saying? It's to be solitude, too. So you know what I'm saying?
Oh, there.
But Hot Top Radio got something for y'all, and then we're going into our first song for tonight because we're going to get this party started. You know what I'm saying? Because we understand that it's people that are solitude, and, you know, some are happy and some are not, but we're going to talk about it like we did Sunday. But first, I want to open up with this one.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming to your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big Kid Team, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio. Thank you.
Now, world, I got a confession. I know Fat finna snap on me. I know Mike finna snap on me. But I've been busy all day today. So when it was time to do the music, usually I listen to the whole song when I'm choosing it. But y'all can, I'm sure y'all all can tell that song now ain't got shit to do with the topic.
It ain't got a damn thing to do with it.
But I like it though. I like that song.
Okay. Now she fat your clothes on, so it don't even matter. Mike gonna always find something wrong with what I do.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm by myself, are they crazy?
Yeah, me too,
babe. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got shit to do with the topic, but when I was doing my mission, y'all want a song that came up? I said, okay. I ain't do my homework, but I've been
it's grinding. It's all good. But we'll kind of blend it in. It's all good.
Y'all know Lady Lisa,
hey,
right, even when she's wrong. Huh?
Hey, Mike, we blended it on in. We went,
yeah,
we're going to blend it.
We're going to blend it right on in.
You know how you be walking and then you almost fall and you try to play it out.
Yeah.
Hello.
What, pimp?
What's out of your mouth?
Oh, nothing.
You sure?
What you trying to say? I don't know what's in my mouth and I. That's just like saying I sucked dick, but then know I did. So you know
okay.
Something in my mouth. Yeah, I'm off tonight. I'm gonna tell you what the hell. I ain't even gonna lie. See, you know, I tell people to keep it real and to be themselves. But what has happened is I had a headache. And the only pills I had would have PM in it, you know, a Tylenol reliever PM. So the shit put me sleep.
What?
Yeah, I'm over here tripping, man. It's hard out here for a pill. So I'm trying to eat something so I won't fall asleep.
And what's my favorite saying?
That's a damn shame.
There you go.
You know what? Y'all gonna respect lately. Shout out to Dub Beats. Shout out to motherfucking Dub Beats. This tuna fish too salty. I think it's the celery in it. I ain't never had no tuna fish with celery in it. It's good, but it's just salty now. My daughter, her tongue must not work because she said it ain't salty to her. I told her I needed some sugar. This shit's salty, but it's good. But anyway, back to this topic.
Yeah, back to the topic.
You know what I'm saying, Kyle?
Back to the topic.
You know, we be freestyling shit because
this is not a script, people. This is not a script.
Okay.
If it was, I promise I wouldn't eat in y'all motherfucking ear.
This is the real thing.
I'm just raw and uncut. I don't even know how to, you know what I'm saying, do nothing unless I'm raw and uncut. Shout out to Seymour Films. I've been arguing with this nigga 2 days. I thought I was crazy. Let me tell you, SL. Now, you be calling me LL. You SL. Sex and Libra. I wanted to find out Seymour. So, he's out of my ear. I'm like, can you stop giving me so many directions and let me complete one task before I start something else? Because basically, That is what that I've already done and made those mistakes. Trying to work on a clothing line. Trying to work another job. Trying to do the radio station. Trying to do this. I mean,
how come are we so busy? I think I got about four myself.
You know what I'm saying? So, here's the problem.
It's hard, but it'll all pay off in the end.
Right. But see, I'm just saying, this is how you try to handle me. I'm like, can you just let me, you told me to do this, let me finish that. After I went, I stopped what I was doing to go complete one project. Let me finish this one. Before I knew that, I had to hung up in his face. I just threw the phone on the hook. Bam! And didn't even flinch. I said, damn, I'm wild. That ain't even my character. Now, Lady Libra will do some shit like that in a heartbeat, but Tequila is really kind of, you know how Tequila is. That's, you know what I'm saying? You've been knowing Tequila before you met Lady Libra. So, and you know, on a normal day, I'd have called him back. Then he called back and he's somebody like, I hope my phone dropped the call. I said, yeah, it did. If that's what you need to heal, to not get mad at me, then so be it. But I know he wanted to say that's why your ass alone, because you mean your fuck. Another one of the doctors is checking in. Is that what's going on?
What's the move?
Jack?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
I thought you were giving mouth to mouth to a cat or something. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know.
Hey, somebody went outside their girl head.
Wow.
Now how we rolling the cat?
Oh, for real?
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't fuck with the cat kind of nigga.
So you say you'd rather be alone than fuck with a nigga from the cat?
Yep.
Damn.
I would be
alone. They
phone
down. I'm just saying.
Hey, what if he did say? Shit, you might come across Eddie Long or something. Hey, you might just say, hey, he might turn the life around.
Hey, he might.
For real. Hey, what kind of experiences you all had with the cab? I want to hear this. Try to figure out what
all
happened.
All times. Some of them good, some of them I didn't like.
I got a question. See, Jack on the last show said that a man wasn't designed to want and, you know, be worried about being by himself. Cause basically, they hunter gatherers. They go out and gather food. Now, this is going to be deep. It's going to be deep. If I go get a sex change, will I stop being worried about being alone? Because then I'll be a man.
Men are worried about being alone. They ain't going to say that because if they weren't worried about being alone, this is just my perspective, they would have Sally, Sue, Mary, Sabrina, Carrie,
and
all the rest of them.
Rakeisha.
And Keisha.
And Lady Libra.
Yeah, Rakeisha, PP, and Lele. You know, all them.
Mm.
So, me. Why you got to have so many? If you ain't worried about being alone.
Hallelujah.
Now, see, that's kind of deep. I can't touch that.
What you got to say about that, Jack?
I can't touch that. I just think,
from what I have thought over my years of experience, that you got to have female. Because if they don't, they got to have one. Because if you, they never have just one. It's always two or three. Four, five, one in California, one here, one in college, one doing this. So that sounds like you're worried with me. You might not be worried, but you don't want to be alone. You can't.
I'm trying to figure out why Jack ain't saying
this.
That. Because usually by now he done been on brought the heat.
Wow.
Did I hear the spot?
That nigga ain't on mute. He on pause.
That's too deep for me, so you know.
He ain't on mute, he on pause. Jack?
Yeah, I got me last night right here.
But check this out, though. You know what I'm saying? Fact.
Jack?
You know.
Jack, are you there? Jack?
look, cat got your tongue? That same pussy, that bit, that other pussy
you know
got your tongue.
But you know what I didn't say, Jack, I didn't say you. You may don't have those worries or don't have a pile of women. I don't know. I'm just saying from my perspective or what I have seen in my years, it seems like guys don't want to be alone because if they did, they wouldn't have so many. That's all I'm saying. I'm not
Tell the truth.
You know, I'm not saying Jack. I'm just saying what I have seen.
Right. I agree. I second that
what I'm still seeing. And what I'm still seeing, you know, I got brothers. I got cousins. Well, I got a brother, and I got cousins. So, and I ask them sometimes, I'm like, why you asking me all that? I'm like, man, if you don't like this girl, why are you talking to this girl over here if you really like her?
Right.
And I ask questions like that. They be like, why you asking me that? Because I want to know. I think the best people to learn from is your brother or your cousins, the guy.
Y'all can
say I got a lot from
you guys.
Boy, that's deep. That's too deep.
I don't
deep.
Know
that's
where my pimp at, but I know one thing. If he don't call me in tonight, he is no longer my family. He can just give me my blood back because I ain't going to play. I don't play. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know what, Mike?
What's that?
It was like 2.5 years ago. I was talking to Michael Jackson, right? What the hell? Fat? Okay. I was just wondering what was going on. So I was trying to tell you and Mike about this situation that happened. It was like 2.5 years ago. I was talking to Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know, because I've been... Huh?
Y'all
up? Oh, look, y'all. Look who back from the dead.
Hey, no. You know what, though? She said a couple things that I need to address. That's all I'm saying. Go,
you said,
can you repeat everything you said? You said,
Damn.
I just want her to elaborate on what she was saying. Because at the time, I was predisposed, so I had to let that go on the slide. Y'all got your little laughs out, your little giggles, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot.
Okay.
What happened?
I
hope y'all got y'all a moment, because it's about to be on the topic.
What I said was,
go ahead.
Said that I don't think guys want to be alone because if they did, they wouldn't have all these females that they talk to. And it's never just one that I have seen. I'm not saying everybody, but the ones that I have seen always have 1, 2, 3, or 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
But that, you know what, though? But check this out, though. What you're saying really don't reflect somebody that wants to be with somebody. You see what I'm saying? What you're saying reflect. You heard of an alpha male, right?
Yeah, I love an alpha male.
You know, can you give me the definition for alpha male? Give me the definition of alpha. Give me in your own word. What's your definition of alpha male?
Let me get a dictionary. My favorite book in the world.
In your word, like break it down. Like, what you think alpha male is?
I said break it down.
I don't know.
Alpha male.
Break it down. Let me say it.
Go ahead, Jack. Let me say it. Hold on. All
right. You must be in. What you have? You got some watermelon.
She got the Google thing.
I got that same watermelon that you went to the car to get the change for, and then could come back in again.
And then a lot left me at the top. You know what? I think iTalk Radio got a hex on me or something. Cause every time I get ready to get deep, some ghetto pop off. Like I got bit by mosquito the first time, and then the damn guy called in about the cat. then I got locked outside trying to buy a watermelon. Dad had to use the bathroom. I was like, man, why I had to be on hold? I'm sitting there in the tight. I had to use the bathroom. I was like, man, tequila, if you don't ever pick that phone up, man. I think you're the hot top radio. For real.
Okay.
But anyway.
Alpha. Okay.
That's
Alpha.
In my luck, Rich.
Alpha, the first letter of the Greek alphabet, the beginning of anything, the dominant member of a group. So if it's
Thank
an
you.
Alpha male,
hold on, repeat that real
quick.
Go back to that last, what you just said. The what of a group?
The dominant,
member
group.
Of a group. Now, what you just described to me about all them chicks that you know is basically a trait.
Oh, an alpha.
A characteristic of an alpha male. That is a group.
This nigga is deep.
And by him trying to get with all of them, he's expressing his dominance amongst that group.
Damn.
That's not him trying to
Wait a minute, he's expressing his what?
His dominance.
He's expressing his what?
Dominance. Amongst
dominance,
the group.
Okay.
Yeah, he's dominant. That's his society. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Yeah, well,
I'm just telling you.
Saying.
I'm not telling you if it's right or wrong. I'm just telling you what it is. He don't. No, that ain't got nothing to do. That ain't got nothing. No, but check it out though. That, you gonna listen? I was quiet while you saying what you said. Can I say what I'm gonna say? Hey, but let me finish though. Are you gonna allow me to finish? That's all I ask. We gonna agree to disagree. We agree to disagree. But can I say what I was saying? All right. If you look at, I'm gonna go back to the eights. I brought the eights up last show. If you go to the zoo right now, you're gonna have an eight. You're gonna have a family of apes or whatever. Eight. And the damn male gonna be like 50 feet away, and you're gonna have a mama and two little baby apes there together, right? Basically, all the apes, for real. Basically, the ape stays by himself, and when he get ready to knock it down, he go do his thing and bounce. That's a characteristic of an alpha male. He fuck with all the females. They get pregnant, whatever. He bounce. And you see that shit every day.
I got a question.
You see that
Jack,
every day in man.
I mean, he don't want to be alone.
So, Jack, let me ask
no,
you.
No, he does want to be alone. The thing is, he does want to be alone. That shows a cat. All he's doing is expressing his characteristic of an alpha male. And most of the time, you got a different kind of men. And I'm not saying all men are like this. But most men.
They ain't alone.
No. But it's not. It don't have nothing to do with being alone. Like a man could go hit it and bounce. That's a characteristic of a man. When you say a woman do that, they call her hoish. But a man does it because that's in his nature to do. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's right. Go ahead.
If you had the opportunity to choose what you were gonna be, would you choose to be a human or an ape?
I choose to be a human. But the thing about it, you gotta understand. The ape is a lot like. I was gonna ask the same thing, but since you put it out there, if you think about it, you said what?
What's that noise?
That beeping noise.
Mm-hmm.
That's a truck.
Oh, okay.
We got big trucks while I work.
Oh, okay. You a truck driver?
Big red truck.
You a truck driver?
In a sense. I'm a firefighter. I'm a firefighter. Big red truck. What'd you say? Y'all are silly. I'm finna breaking it down, though. And then I'm going to be through. All right.
No, we don't want you to be through. So
you don't want me to be through?
No, because I want you to come. I got something to tell. I was telling y'all something, and I'm gonna tell you. But then I want you to hold your thought because we're gonna carry it back over. Because
but
I gotta say.
Let me just say this one thing before I forget. Let me say this before I forget though. I'm gonna just pose a question to y'all.
Okay.
And like I said, if it rubs you the wrong way, don't take it personal. But this is fact. I'm not making this shit up.
I don't rub the wrong way.
All right, check this out. Why do you think most men? First of all, do you think most men cheat? Let me just ask you that. Do you think most men cheat? Do you think most men cheat?
Yeah, I think
most like if they're in a relationship.
Most men cheat. I think the majority.
Okay. All right, let's go back to that. You said most men cheat, right? Mm-hmm. Probably damn near all men cheat. Damn near all men cheat. Okay. Why the hell, if y'all say all men cheat, why the hell you don't think that's a natural thing then? if that's just like saying all human beings need water. That's a natural thing for you to need, right? So if all men cheat, why don't you think that's natural? Why don't people think that's a natural occurrence? All right, take your personal feelings out of it. Take your personal feelings out of it. Put them aside.
Hold on.
All right, I'm trying to paint a picture for you. Okay, because people ain't gonna acknowledge. All I need you to do is acknowledge, because people scared of the truth. You see what I'm saying? People are afraid of the truth. The truth is, if you saying you just agreed to it that most men cheat, damn near all men cheat, or have at one point. Okay, if all that's just like saying, that's getting a man not to cheat is about like you trying to get me not to have nothing to drink. I'm serious. Sex is a natural thing. Am I right?
Yeah.
We take our personal feelings out of it. If you put somebody in a natural element, you put somebody in a natural element, and you take them out of. If you take a damn tiger out of his natural element, and you try to damn raise a tiger at home, he gonna bite your ass one day, because it's not natural for him to be in your house. He naturally in the woods. You hear me, in the forest and shit. So it's like if you take a man out of his natural element and put him in a marriage with one person, he gonna cheat, because it's not natural for him to be with one person.
You said basically me and
the
gorillas and apes.
Right, that's
what
exactly
what I'm saying.
So you're
a gorilla.
That, that's exactly what I'm saying.
You're a gorilla.
But you have apes. So see, listen. No.
That's exactly what he's saying.
That's exactly what I'm fucking saying. But what's crazy is that you'll never acknowledge it because you're scared of the truth. That's true.
I'm not making this up, man.
You can go research this. This is not my opinion. Yeah, I mean, a man, alpha male. I'm not. If you take your personal, take out what mom taught you, take out what you thought, learned, and whatever. But if you look at what's real, a man is not in his natural element in a relationship. That's why all men cheat. If you took a lion and put him in your house, you try to raise him as a cat, he gonna bite your ass because it's not natural for him to be in there.
Also, that's what you're saying happens to that dude that called
you. Over the years we've adapted and we've like, okay, this is a natural way. You know what I'm saying? Like if you look at shit, go back to Africa. How many wives motherfuckers have in Africa back in the day? Because it's not natural for him to be with one person. That's not a natural thing for a man. So that's why women deal with this. And it's like they're pulling their hair out, because I'm like, man, you done forced this man into something he's not naturally accustomed to. That's why you got Tiger Woods. Motherfuckers with all this money that you think don't have no problem. The motherfuckers fucking everybody. Because that's natural for them.
Mm-hmm.
He is naturally just like the monkey. He naturally, sexually, he's like an animal. I mean, you can't look at it like, oh, but real talk, that's real.
How all these beautiful women, that we're supposed to have all these beautiful women in the world, and they can't even keep a man. I'm not even saying it's their fault, because like you're saying, it's in a man, you know, to cheat or whatnot. And look at, like, for example, Halle Berry. She's beautiful. Her husband was cheating on her with, and said he had some sex addiction.
Uh-huh.
So I guess you may be right.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Right.
Now, I'm not, check this out. I'm not making no excuses for cats to cheat, because I don't, like, because basically we're not living in, like, the prehistoric times no more. So basically you got to adapt to your times. And I'm not by no means condoning somebody to go out and cheat on their wife or cheat on their girl or whatever. But I'm just telling you what's real. People are afraid of the truth. That's the truth, man. I'm not making this shit up. You can research it for yourself. It's been that way for years. It's going to always be that way. You're going to always have people to cheat. Because that's what it is.
Get what?
What up?
I was 2.5 years ago, I was talking to Michael Jackson. I was talking to Michael Jackson, and he don't cheat. But he also told me, when I was telling him how alone I was, he told me that I wasn't alone because he was there with me. You know what I'm saying?
He was there with
you. Yeah, it's out of control, girl. You are strong.
He did not know that. You've been knowing me all my life. That man say I wasn't alone. That's right.
My world so cold.
live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Negro, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big, big thing, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Everybody all right?
It's to be Solitude Tuesday, y'all. It's to be Solitude Tuesday.
Damn, I thought this shit was going off or something. Like,
yeah, that was a long
time. You know what? Shouts out to 44331. Shouts out to 678976. Shouts out to 770254. Thank you all for listening. In the event that you want to say something, press the number 1, and we will bring you into the conversation.
Then raise your hand.
I'm going to do it. Just raise your hand.
But, Dad, you done taught me something, though. I appreciate
that.
What
I'm
going to do.
Hey, if I can give you a piece of myself, man, that's what I'm going to do. I think that's my whole public. And I feel like you'll do the same thing for me. No doubt.
I'm going to write that down and keep that with me. I'm gonna
keep that with you.
Yeah, keep that with me.
That's all good.
I know what it is from the beginning with me, and you just taught me that.
I just told you. But hey, I don't give too much of the game, though. I want you to think, all men gonna damn dog you out of this shit. I was just trying to paint. All I'm doing is trying to paint a picture for you and try to show you why you deal with what you deal with. And a lot of people are not in their natural element. And also, I ain't even touch on this. Let me touch on this real quick.
Uh-oh.
My uncle told me a long time ago, you can't fuck everybody. Okay? And I'm going to break this down to you.
Yeah.
I think that's
another.
Check this
out.
Everything
looks good, it ain't good.
Right. And it's basically the same principle. Basically, what that saying,
yeah.
That your energy, you cannot give your energy to everybody. And what I mean by that is, like, a lot of times you deal with the drama. A lot of people stay in the relationship because they feel like, man, well, I've been in this long, or I love a dude, or whatever. But you may be giving your energy to the wrong person. You see what I'm saying? And that's why you get the cheat.
Yeah,
that's it. That's where you get the domino effect. And like, shit, you know, you just can't fuck everybody. And some people brought into your life for a reason. And sometimes, like, you know, the person might be brought into your life to reveal something to you. Just like you just said I did, right? Now,
right.
We gonna start fucking. If we start fucking, that shit go out the window. Now my purpose is fucked up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My purpose for you was probably to reveal some shit to you, and then that's it. A lot of my brothers, real talk. You see what I'm saying?
Real talk.
I mean, a lot of people, man, you know, the person brought in your life for a purpose. The purpose is served,
yeah.
And then they go further, you know what I'm saying, and they wind up whatever, and then like, damn, you done fucked it up, now y'all together, and you can't really figure out why this shit ain't working. The motherfucker served their purpose already, let them go.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
A lot of people don't realize that shit, man. I'm telling you. That's real shit.
Yeah, that's real shit.
That's
what
we do.
Thank you, Jack.
It's all good.
I'm just sick of the doctors healing. I'm tired of us being doctors healing each other.
We're healing each other. We got to heal somebody else.
True that.
We're
trying to heal the world.
You're trying to heal the world?
Don't
break off into that third L.
Huh?
She's going to break out the third L.
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid.
I was a little little delayed. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm on that peyote. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, where? The live.
He said the live. I said peyote.
Coyote.
Peyote.
I'm there with you. It just seems like I am. I'm there with you, though. It just seems like I
am. Shouts out to the show Sunday.
Oh, yeah, what happened on that show Sunday, man? You know what I'm saying? I think something happened Sunday.
You had
y'all know I live in the Bulldog.
Did somebody get bit by a fly? I mean...
No, I think somebody bought some popcorn or something. It was a bunch of smoke in the house, man. I can't remember what happened. They put some popcorn in the microwave and the shit was smoking. Oh, I can't remember.
Zach,
you a firefighter, you had to put your own fire.
Yeah.
Zach, when does something not happen to you?
Every time. That's what I was just saying. Every time I call, man. Every time. Today,
I
couldn't get in there. I had to use the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. I say he wild. Got a story to tell about everything. So I just thought I'd ask, when does something not happen to you?
This life right here is like, this shit is like a comic book. I would say a soap opera, but that shit ain't like no damn soap opera. It's like a comic book. You know what I'm saying? Kids could read the motherfucker. You know, it's like my life, something always crazy happened. Like I'm in a comic book or something. You know what I'm saying? So I was on the show the other day and the damn popcorn was burning. And I was trying to say, hold on. And I was like, damn, that popcorn is still in there. You know, that shit be smoking up your house. Like, yeah, that shit been in there about 20 minutes. Yeah, you pop popcorn about 20
minutes. That ain't no good look for the fire truck to have to come to the firefighter house.
It ain't, man. It really not. That shit would, hey, you know what? That shit would be hard to explain. They be
like,
man,
that's
to the firefighter.
That's just like a DJ DJing his own party.
Yeah, exactly. That's what that shit is like.
Or a nurse giving herself her own blood transfusion.
That's exactly what it's like.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Damn.
That's just like the doctor answering the phone. That's like the doctor answering the phone at the doctor's office. Did y'all hear that?
Ooh.
I was like, what doctor's office do you go to? They don't take Kaiser or nothing, you know.
Hello? Hello?
I'm a killer.
For real. Am I lying up? Am I making it up?
They're just like a surgeon operating on their own self.
Right. Man, y'all too much, boy, for real.
They're like a dentist cleaning his own teeth with his.
Hey, who was that called me out, though? That was Fat. I'm trying to pick up on everybody.
Yeah, that was Fat.
That was Fat. She said something wrong. Something wrong was happening to me. I got a lot of stories.
Hell yeah. It's always something going on.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I first met you was talking about some bitches, the mosquitoes.
Yeah, man. Hey.
Come on, he look like he had chicken pox and he'd play a man. Went down.
That shit, man. I still got bought something, for real. On my ankle. How you get bit on your ankle? I got bit on both ankles.
I got bit on my toenail.
Right. How the hell you get bit on your, you ain't got no skin on your toenail. That shit is like skinless. Boneless, skinless. Whatever.
We got a caller, y'all. Let's see what's up with 678-499. What's going on, 678-499?
Yes, I'm just a new caller. I just wanted to pretty much see what was going on. Just checking out the show.
Hi.
What's your name, though?
You can call me Juicy.
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 Hey, let me ask you something, Juicy. Hey, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Juicy. What's the determinant? All right, Juicy. You hear me?
Okay.
What's the determining factor for you to be called Juicy? I mean, what? Like, is there, like, a guideline for you to be, like, called Juicy? Because I know, like, by 4-5 Juicy, some of them ain't really that juicy. Some of them, like, self-proclaimed. So I'm like...
Well, it's a couple of factors with me. My lips, my thighs, and bleep, okay. You know.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
There you go, girl.
Okay.
It just kind of stuck with me because it's I've been called that, and it just kind of stuck with me.
Welcome, Juicy.
How
do you
know about Hot Top Radio? Yeah, well, Juicy, he was telling me about it, and he actually told me about it a few months ago, and I had been trying to catch a show, and every time it's like, it's not scheduled, and today I caught you.
Really?
What days were you calling?
Because we come on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. What day were you calling?
It's probably Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Ain't no telling.
Hey, I appreciate you keeping it real, though.
You know what?
Okay.
You know what?
It's okay.
Hey, let me say something real quick. Juice, where you from, Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm from
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Hey, check this out. This Jack from Divine Elements. Hey, do you play spades? You sound like you play spades. Do you play spades?
A little bit. I know how to play.
Hey, you two are part of that could talk a lot of junk and coach to the spades event on the July 31st at the tavern on National, at J.R. Cricket.
Oh,
they get you a part of that top limit shit. And coach, dude, for real, it's going down. The whole Hot Talk Radio going to be there. Shit, Divine Element is going to be there. This shit going down that day. But
yeah,
it sounds like you know what I'm saying. July 31st?
July 31st.
Yup.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you know we got
sign
a meeting July
that
31st, too. For those of you all that's tuning in, listening, anybody interested in being a host for the Celebrity Libra Affair, we will be having our first meeting July the 1st at the Piccadilly on Garvey Road. That's in off the one that's off of Old National behind.
Hey.
You said July the
1st.
It's from 1 o'clock p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., and then from there we'll be going over to the Spades Tournament.
And hey, don't be sending in no Harris pictures either, talking about you a model, neither. But you gonna send me in some Harris pictures from like 94.
You know what?
With the little white thing on, you know.
Oh, no.
And I'm sending the old graduation picture. You got that leather coat on with a bow around your neck, neither.
That's the part of the day.
We just, nah, they're gonna be real models. We just playing. We do.
He thought we just playing. That's for play.
That's for play. You took it back then.
For play. Let's play house.
I know. You said play house. We're gonna play Uno, Ghetto Uno.
Well,
I don't know about that.
We help you tune in.
That's right. All our shows are on demand. If you visit the site blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio, you will be taken to the site, and every show that we have produced is on that site. They're available on podcasts. You're able to download them and listen to them. Copy the blog player to your page, and you can stay current. Every time we produce a new show, it updates on the blog player, and you can just hit play and listen to all the shows as much as you want to.
That's what's up. This is the thing you're doing right here.
Now, who was it that said, who you say told you about the show?
My homeboy, D-Boy.
D-Boy.
Oh, okay. Thanks, D-Boy.
Do y'all know D-Boy?
D-Boy.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay.
But again, anyway,
so no, we got to ask about the topic now. It's to be
yeah,
talked about.
Yeah, I was trying to get around to it.
Okay, what's the topic?
Yeah, I was trying to get around to it. Go ahead, Lady Libra.
Juicy.
Okay.
This is a repeat topic from Sunday. This topic was backed by popular demand. We're talking about being solitary living or being alone, single, lonely, remote. Do you feel that women can't stand being alone? Do you feel that some women go to the extreme not to be alone? Example, staying in abusive relationships, and you know, abuse falls under several categories, verbal, mental, physical, emotional. Do you feel like this may be a reason for some turning to bisexuality? Do you think that men care about being alone? And do you feel like this may be a contributing factor to infidelity? What?
Lady Libra,
You should have gave her a breather boo because I don't think she's going to remember all them questions.
No, I mean, she... Now what? First of all, nobody answers all the questions. What she'll do is she'll hear the questions and the one that she can expound on the best, that she really is in touch with, that's the one she'll choose to elaborate on. Now, you know I'm right even when I'm wrong. Go ahead.
Okay.
Julie,
I thought when you have to shoot me, I just didn't understand.
Yeah.
Sorry, you have to shoot me.
Yeah,
if
I could have got to the bomb, I'd
have
blew you up.
You didn't have to shoot.
Well, Juicy, the first question will be, are you single? And if so, you
okay,
know.
Yes, I am single, and I want to say I love the topics. Talk about it to one. And, yes, okay, I just want to say this. I am single, and I do believe in I can do that all by myself, and that's part of the reason that I am single, or maybe, I don't know if I'm expecting too much or what, but yes, I do feel like some women, not all, especially this day and time, just seem to be doing anything just to be in a relationship or just to even, you know, say that, just to say, yeah, I got a man, or, you know, whatever the case is. No, I don't think men too much care about it, because it's like a man, they're going to do what they want to do either way. If they're single, if they're with somebody, they're still going to be a man. So.
Well, you know, I like the fact that you said that you could do bad all by yourself, because you ain't the only one that feel that way. Change your face and just send me a text message. And R. Kelly just paged me, and they both said the same thing.
Yeah.
Do bad all by myself. Now how could you hustle me?
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big 15, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Welcome back, world.
That's what's
we got, Mr. Peanut from the Brad Brothers on the line now. Peanut, what's good with you?
Oh man, just laying low, man. Then in the studio right now, Swag Team on deck. What it do, everybody?
Oh, okay, Swag Team on deck. Who all in the studio tonight?
Now, I got my boy Doson in the studio, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, man, drop this stuff out, man.
Yeah,
in the booth right now.
Hey, Doshan, tell that Sean Miss Fan say hello. I met Doshan.
That's a bit. Let me come out, boo. I love my list.
So, Tina, what you got going on? What's good? I'm gonna see what's good with y'all, cause you know we ain't heard from y'all in a minute. We just got this thing and happy birthday to Q, so he should sleep well tonight.
Yeah.
However, what's new with you? And then we're going to see what you got to say about this topic, because we ain't heard nothing from you since, what was that topic that we had? Bam, bam, thank you, Thursday. When you had the one night stand, and you said you had 4 one night stands, and you had 4 babies by every one of your one night stands.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know 18 that was a real change of life for whoever that was, you know what I mean? I changed life in a minute.
We all go through.
Every girl I don't like, they got a baby by me, man. I fuck your life with, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Hey, Fat, and what's sad about it, this nigga is a Libra. This is another damn Libra. This is also for the world that's listening. This is also part of the celebrity Libra. I'm tripping. The celebrity Libra Fat that's going on this year. Mr. Peanut is one of the major hosts. He's, you know, it's going down. We're having our first meeting to start getting the gala together, July the 31st. But also, the Brad Brothers working on some other stuff. And, Mr. Peanut, what was it that you wanted to tell the world to do now?
Oh, yeah, man. We got Brad Brothers Day coming up August 22nd, man. For everybody that don't know about the Brad Brothers Day, this is the second annual. Last year, we had Roscoe Dash, Travis Porter, Rich Kid, Bo Hagen, Eastside Boy, Alliance. They all came out and did their thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We had about 5,000 folks in the house. We're doing it this year again at Fig 8. So, you know what I'm saying? I want everybody to come out. And then, brother, looking for a person that do graphics. You know what I'm saying? You're good on the graphics. We're going to hire you to travel with us and do the thing, do album covers, do all the flyers. So, if you out there, you got good graphics and got good ideas and a good imagination, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with my number, 404-838-3204, man. Real tough. All right,
and now you have it.
Now y'all have it. That was Mr. Peanut from the Brad Brothers. Mr. Peanut.
You
got
to ask him about the topic, too, now.
That's what I was getting ready to. You know, it's to be solitude Tuesday. And to be solitude is to be living or being alone, single, lonely, remote. Now, I know you ain't solitude, but I wanted to know, do you feel that women can't stand to be alone?
I mean it goes in songs of how all people feel. You came in the world alone, believe me, you can be alone, you know what I'm saying? So that's a state of mind that people put themselves in. They feel that they love got them so tight that you gotta think about yourself and your own. So yeah, I can feel being alone even when I'm married, you know what I'm saying? My wife can die tomorrow, man. I can hold it down, you know what I'm saying, for me and my kid. It real tough.
Okay. Do you feel like some women go to the extreme not to be alone, you know, like staying in abusive relationships and stuff like that?
Yeah, man, everybody, that women and men do that, you know what I'm saying? That's the afraid of being alone, but, I mean, I tell every person, man, each in their own, but sometimes it does take away people from you when you're trying to hold on to them, so, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You keep fighting,
that's
ironic. You know what I'm saying? Go
through.
Yeah, I heard that Jack just said something about that some people be in your life for a reason, and, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
similar to what Mr. Peanut just said, and he on the, you know, he a real street nigga, and he know about that. So, I'm learning something every time I do a show. Damn. Okay. So, so basically, do you think that women and men differ when it comes to being alone, that, you know, that men pretty much don't have a problem with it, but it's us women that just feel like we got to have somebody?
Well, I put it like this, man. And I'm saying this for all the women, man. And that if you listening on wherever you at, Turkey, Germany, all around the globe, and around a woman love harder than a man, because a man can fuck a woman and don't love, you know what I'm saying? But when a woman lay down, they it be a reason. You got some hoes, you got some bitches, and then they still catch feelings. But a real woman, when she lay down and she give herself to a man, man, her love already was planted in. A nigga probably don't care, but she do. So, yeah, a woman love harder than a man, and always will. Real talk.
Damn.
Jack.
Oh, all right. Jack.
What's up, man?
You heard that?
I heard.
Do you agree?
Oh. Yeah, I agree. That's basically what you remember what I was telling you?
Yeah, that's Dr. Mr. Peanut in the building, y'all. Dr.
Hey,
Peanut,
man,
Peanut know
what he's talking about. That man know what he's talking about, man. That's real.
He's a Libra. That's a Libra right there.
Hey, he ain't making that up.
What date your birthday is, Nut?
September 29th.
That's one of them Libras that started the Libra season off. Y'all already know the celebrity Libra Fest going to be banging. Now, y'all heard 5,000 people came out to Bread Brothers Day. Imagine what the Libra Fest going to look like. You hear that, Jack?
Oh, man, you don't know who's going to come with me, man. You don't know who's going to come with me, believe me.
Hey, man,
I am a
shit, hey, Divine Element, fuck with y'all, man, for real. That's real
it's
talk.
So
we fuck with y'all a long way.
It's going to be so serious, Libra Fest, I ain't even coming.
Hey, you gotta just look at it on Facebook. Like, fuck it. You gotta Google the shit. That's how serious this shit gonna be. Real talk.
I ain't even coming. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, brother, we getting some away at that Libra ball too, man. I'm getting some away, so. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting something with all the fans. You come out, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to be the cleanest. You know what I'm saying? You got to be clean.
Hey, tell them, boo. The Celebrity Libra Fest.
You got to be clean.
You got to be on point. It's an affair. This ain't no party. This is an affair.
Nah, this is an affair, man. Shit. Not how we roll, not.
You know what I'm saying? And do know that we looking for top. Not it's I ain't going to even keep on talking about it. All I can say is be at the meeting July the 31st if you are a Libra and you want to be a host with the ATL's finest. You got Sexy Libra that's on the line. You got Lady Libra that's on the line. And you got Peanut Libra on the line from the Bread Brothers. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't no Libra.
We know you not from the one.
I ain't no Libra, but I will be that clean as hell.
That's Ill Fam just checked in, y'all.
You already know.
Shouts out to Polo and Mike Law over at Ill Fam.
Hey, Mike, they peanuts, bro. What the move?
I ain't ready to do Polo.
What's up? I'm ready for this Libra ball.
It's the Celebrity Libra Fair.
Hey, you call that shit whatever you want to. This shit going down, though. Hey, I don't give a fuck if you call it the peanut butter and jelly ball. That shit still going to have 5,000 people in that bitch. Oh, that shit's a ham sandwich bar. I don't give a damn. You can call it what you want to call it. But this shit going down, though. You feel what I'm saying? That real talk.
The peanut butter and jelly.
Man, you call that shit the peanut butter and jelly sandwich bar. The shit still going to go down like it's going to go down. I don't give a damn.
Boy, I tell you.
Okay, well,
hey,
well,
hey, Mr. Peanut, when is that ya boy coming out by job?
Man, it's already out. Y'all need to know what I'm saying.
What can I get it? Cause you know that when you had me in the studio that day, listening to that, I was like, oh man. So it's already out?
I mean, it's a single. Yeah, it's out there. Till
I need it. I need it to play on the station. What, ya boy? Ya boy.
The radios ain't got it yet, but all the DJs got it, man.
But I'm a DJ. I'm DJ Hell Nah, Lady Libra.
Well, get what when my bro when Jock give it to me, when my boss give it to me, I got you.
Okay. But I need you to make sure you get it. And if he forget who I was,
Tell Mike don't get on the phone like he Hollywood, man. Cause I come find his ass, man. Tell Mike don't play, nigga.
That's Paulo.
I know he got on his phone.
Paulo.
What's up?
He thank you, Mike Lowe.
Who that is? Oh, I thought that was Mike Lowe. I was about to
now, that's Polo. Where Mike Lowe at, Polo?
I know Polo, too. Tell Polo we ain't going to
do that. Who is that?
That's the bread, bro.
From the bread,
that's
bro.
That.
Oh, what's up? What's up?
You know
what?
What's
going on?
Yeah,
they
don't want to know who each other was. That's the same.
He come on here to my, he ain't no Libra. And you know what I'm saying? Come, finna get fucked up. That what he finna get.
Hey, Polo.
What's up?
Hey, Polo, tell Mike Low, man, the broccoli on deck, man. I ain't need all that.
I don't know. Man, you know, that nigga barely answers his damn phone.
I've been trying to call my damn self.
Yeah, I'm going to hit him up. He probably answers tomorrow, and he'll be at work, so I'll hit him up.
Oh, man. But what y'all boy been doing though? Y'all campaigning? What's up? Y'all coming out of Bread Brothers Day? Y'all was there last year?
Yeah, we trying to get this mixtape together. We got Hot Talk Radio Volume 1 coming out in August.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's it.
Why did
you
say Hot Talk Radio Volume
1? y'all know that means. Say it one more time, Polo the One.
We got Hot Talk Radio Volume 1 coming out. Goddamn. Ill Fan Present Hot Talk Radio Volume 1. She is a fool.
Yeah, I need to go out and drop my 2 tracks on that thing.
All
right. Real talk.
We're getting all the songs we got. We got 5 songs already, so we just keep grinding, trying to put more on there. And we trying to get people on there, you know, so they can get
that the move. That the move. Hey.
That's the move.
Yeah.
So we're going to have
radio
like,
got
like
big
that.
Shit going on, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all
so we gonna
need ads and we need the sponsors. Come on with it. We done already gave you the number, 4-4-9-HOT-1-1-9. That's 911 backwards and forwards, 4-4-9-4-6-8-1-1-9 for those that can't spell hot.
Hey, shit, why we plugging shit, man? Y'all make sure, hey. Y'all make sure y'all fuck with Divine Elements Entertainment, man. King of Spades going out July 31st on Old National, man. We bring this shit back to College Park, man. Old National at the J.R. Cricket, July 31st, King of Spades. If you got that fire ass spade game, man, come put your money where your mouth at, man. Win the cash prize, man. Divine Elements, shout out to C Dub and my boy Reginald Johnson too, man. The boy doing their thing.
We're gonna have to come
yeah.
get it down. And we got this Saturday we got Atlanta Public School reunion. All schools, Atlanta Public Schools at Lucky Land.
Yeah,
we got that Saturday.
If
you went to Atlanta Public School, bring your ass out there.
I'm gonna be out there for real.
Oh man. Exactly. It's too much shit going on in the city, damn.
Shit, we need to keep it like this, though. That shit, man, I'm telling you, man. I can already see this shit, man. For real.
Mm. So you a psychic, PJ?
I'm a psychic. Yeah, I got a vision. They say, well, you don't,
If you don't have a vision, people perish. Well, there's no
people
vision,
perish. That's
people
the word,
perish.
That's the word.
That's in the Bible. Hey, that's in the Bible. I'm not making this up.
I'm telling you, I just said that's the word.
Well, there's no vision, people perish. Man, I got
people
one.
Right.
I'm not finna perish, man.
Me neither.
I can see this. I can see it. Playing today, man. I've been seeing it.
Hold on. Who's running from the police?
I'm about to say, I need to hang up. Here. I'll let y'all tomorrow. Real talk. Hey, Miss Fat Girl, she don't got quiet on me. She's still on
here. That's you.
Miss Fat, see, I have Miss Fat ain't with nowhere. I'm seeing your
hand. Hey, Miss Fat, I had to go Google your picture, man. I'm like, let me see who I'm dealing with right now. I had to go
Miss
look
Fat.
You up on Facebook and everything. I don't have this as a friend. I'm gonna send you about 5 emails. You gonna think I'm crazy. Like, hey man, I'm sending you about 5 emails, man.
He doing that because he don't wanna be alone. He don't wanna be alone.
I
don't wanna
be alone. That's what it is. I don't wanna be alone no more. No, like damn, he crazy. I'm just bored, yeah.
Okay, me. Polo,
where Polo
at?
Polo,
I'm right here.
Get him
up?
Fat. Get him fat.
I'm
hit him with that top.
Question.
Get him.
Do you think a woman needs to be alone?
You say what?
Polo, do you think a woman is scared to be by herself?
Hell yeah. Tell him, yeah. I think so.
You think?
Yeah.
Scared to be by myself, Polo. Because
I know girls now, whatever, they scared to live by themselves. They want to live with somebody because they think, you know what I'm saying, at night they be hearing stuff, they be scared. Then I be looking at a lot of statuses on Facebook. Man, that should be crazy. They be like, damn, I wish I had somebody to cuddle with me or, you know what I'm saying, or somebody that I can, you know what I'm saying, look out for me or whatever. And then they be like, oh, all these bad men or whatever, but it's just the ones you choosing. It's a lot of good men out here. You just choose the wrong one.
I choose you.
So you can't blame it on us. Blame it on yourself.
That's I choose
right.
you, Polo. I
oh,
choose you,
do?
Polo. I'm going to have Polo, baby, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Oh, me off guard, too.
Stop.
Wow. Wow. Hey, man, I hate to say this, too, man.
Polo. But I can
What's
be
up?
Alone
because
I'm alone now. I ain't having no kind of problem.
Hey, do you want to be alone, though? Do you want to be alone? Real talk, though. This is just us on here.
I do.
No,
you
ain't
do.
Nobody listening.
You
just us.
Now you
do. Hey,
who said
this?
Now you do. But later on, you ain't going to want to be alone because you're going to be like, damn, I wish I had somebody I could come home to. Or, you know what I'm saying? You like hey. Like that lonely feeling, you get tired of it.
I'm telling you, hey, that was who that? Who said they wanted to be alone though?
I wanted somebody to
who
that?
Miss Fat, that was you.
Yeah.
That was you, Miss Fat.
Yeah,
who wanted to be alone?
No,
I'm just asking.
All
right, check this out though. So you want to be alone, right? All right.
Uh huh.
I don't understand. Like, how can you actually want to be alone? You know what I'm saying? Like. I guess what I'm trying to get at is, like, most people...
I mean, I don't want to be alone forever, but I'm
doing like, for right now.
Right now. To
like
have
what?
A relationship, yeah.
Oh, you do have a relationship?
What do you mean, like, what? No,
I don't
want to
know.
I said I'm doing... No, I don't.
You don't want to be alone?
What?
You said you do?
Girl, are you trying to confuse me now?
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to confuse. I was just trying to make sure. You said you don't want to be alone? Or you do?
No. Says, I said that I want to be alone for now.
So if dude came along, dude of your dreams, you've been the one you've been waiting on all these years or whatever. He come along tomorrow, right? I mean, he got everything. He ain't working for nothing. He can provide for you. This is the dude of your dream. He comes along tomorrow. Matter of fact, he come along in 30 minutes.
Damn.
You gonna tell him you won't be alone? You gonna say no? I got too much going on, bro. You gonna do that? Real talk.
Too good to be true.
But I'm saying if you can see it, I mean if you can believe it, though. I mean I'm saying that's why most people don't have what they want because they don't think it's out there. So you telling me you think you don't believe that that exists, right? So you already lost. You already lost your battle.
Yes, I do.
You went in the game.
In my mouth yet.
No, I'm saying, all right, you just said that's too, listen what I'm saying. You listen. I'm just trying to paint a picture for you. I'm not making this shit up. You just said that you want to be in law, and then you said the situation scenario I gave you said too good to be true, right? So you don't believe that shit exists, no way. That's just like me going to a football game. That's just like me going to a football game. I'm playing football, and I already know I'm going to lose. Like, shit, I'm going to lose anyway. You already lost if you don't think it's out there. Dude, out there somewhere.
Dad,
you got to believe it. You got to speak it in existence.
Hold on, y'all. We got to call him.
What call we got?
It's Bobby Valentino.
What's up, caller?
Sorry that I've been so off and on. One day I'm feeling you, the next day I don't know. The reason is that I've been hurt before, and now I'm insecure. I don't want to feel anymore, but still I really need someone that I can call my own. That live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday. Then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday. Same time every day. 9 to 11. We are doing it. Big, big thing. Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Well, world, we're back, and it's to be Solitude Tuesday. Repeat from Sunday. This topic was backed by a popular demand. Solitary, living or being alone, single, lonely, remote. World, Hot Talk Radio is an epidemic. There is no stopping us. We are taking over the world one show at a motherfucking time. Let's go. Topic, do you feel that women can't stand being alone? Do you feel that some women go to the extreme not to be alone? Example, staying in abusive relationships, whether it's physical, mental, in some cases spiritual, you know what I'm saying? You got to change over what you believe because you want to keep this person. Do you feel like there may be a reason for some people, you know, practicing bisexuality? Do men care about being alone? Do you feel like this could be a contributing factor to infidelity? The doctors are in the building. Let's go. We got Polo the One, Slick Mike, Fat, a.k.a. Sexy Libra. Y'all there?
We here.
I'm here.
Everybody quiet.
Say, you had that gangsta intro. Well, I was like, damn.
Well,
yeah, we here.
Hey, you were rolling with the intro. I'm like, shit.
Okay.
And we have a caller. They had their hand up, and I don't know if they made a mistake and took it down or whatever. We're going to go to them, and they don't want to talk. Then I just put them back on mute. What's up, 404-553?
What's up?
What's up? Oh, it's
funny. Huh? Oh, good.
You were laughing. I'm trying to figure out what was funny.
Oh, but you can't hear me.
I got ears.
He sounds like he's on a motorcycle, man. For real.
I was driving the tractor trailer.
He's like he on a motorcycle. No helmet, man. Whatever.
Who is this caller? Welcome to High Five Radio.
What's
you gotta turn you. You got either got us on something wrong. I'm hearing an echo.
Who is?
What the hell? Somebody doing karate or something.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Libra.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We live on the Hot Talk Radio.
What's going on? This your first time calling in, listening?
Yeah. Ain't nothing like your first time.
Don't make me play that song.
You special.
So how did you hear about Hot Talk Radio?
You say what?
How did you hear about Hot Talk Radio?
Y'all international, man. Y'all everywhere.
Right. Yeah, dig there.
Ain't no more.
That's you real big everywhere.
What's your name?
You say what?
That was Sexy Libra. She want to know what your name is.
Oh, there's some more films on check in.
What you call it
off? You make people famous. So you want to be in a movie or something like that, then get it up. Y'all can Google the name.
Do you do porn? Because I want to be a porn star.
You want to do what?
What?
I want to do porn.
Are you a whore?
Huh?
Are you a whore?
I can be.
I hope you are. Oh, okay. So you know you have to be real slow out to do that. So as long as you're slow out and you're a whore, you got the job.
Are you single?
You say what?
Are you single?
Nah. I'm married with like 5 kids.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't think I did that yet. I don't think I did that. Yeah. We can get some money, though.
So you say you married, huh?
Yeah, with 5 kids, man. Like, oh.
5 kids? Oh.
That's 5 trips.
Damn, somebody in the bathroom, man.
Somebody doing something. God damn, Charlie. What happened, Charlie? God damn.
Yeah.
You can't get on radio, goddamn. Shit. So this shit you gotta do now. Sign up. What's going on, Lady Libra? What's the topic for tonight? What's going on?
That's why I asked you if you were single, because I'm trying to find out, you know, do you feel like women can't stand being alone?
Well, it depends on what kind of woman you're talking about, though.
Well,
now, some women don't give a fuck, though. They just go ahead and just going to do what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got them other motherfuckers out there who just like, nah, I need a man. You know, fuck around, let niggas sit on his ass all day, go pay all the bills type shit, just have a nigga there type shit. You know how that shit go. I'm pretty sure you done did that before.
Did what?
You know how that shit go.
Did what, sir?
You know how that go.
Did what, sir? I didn't hear you.
I know how it goes, sir. I know.
Okay, you know how it goes. When I find a nigga brand new PlayStation and shit, and then get mad when a nigga don't go to work, like, come on, man. You bought a game for a nigga. What else a nigga gonna do?
No, I never bought a PlayStation.
You gonna pay the bill, nigga. Take your ass to work, nigga. Shit. The fuck, man? Yeah. Get what? You gonna do it. You don't want to be alone. You don't want to be alone.
I ain't finna buy no damn PlayStation. Fuck a PlayStation.
Yeah, you. And then on top of that, niggas gonna take your ass to work in your car and drop your ass off. And say, look here, man, I better go fuck. I see other hoes right quick, man. And you goddamn make sure you goddamn, hey, if I'm late, hey, whatever, set the fuck up. Shit.
Yeah.
What they did that at?
Because I need to make sure I don't go on that side of town.
What they do that at? I ain't getting that.
I'm playing no games now. This shit for real like in these streets now, y'all. Come on now. This is our talk radio now. We gonna keep it 100, ain't it?
Jack, you hear this?
Yeah.
Is this some fake shit? I don't get why the fake shit. Is this some fake shit? Is this some fake shit?
So basically you say I bought a nigga Nintendo. Then gave my truck so he can go lay out with his bitches while I go to work. Oh, hell no. Pretty much,
because you got a good job anyway, so you might as well go ahead and just make sure you goddamn take care of two and nigga, it's a go.
I don't like him, y'all.
I thought I was going to go ahead. What's happening?
Because I don't buy Atari's and shit, and televisions and shit. I don't buy shit like that.
Well, whatever you buy a nigga, man, whatever you buy a nigga something, goddamn. Once you spend that $1 on a nigga, man, nigga, hey.
Oh, so you're saying know, once you buy a nigga something one time, it's a wrap.
Come on, man.
Oh, remind me to write Pimp and Sweet up, Mike.
I'm a phone Slick nigga, Mike. Keep it secret, because if shit get out to niggas,
you're saying
when I bought my ex-husband an outfit, it went sour then.
Like you said, your ex-husband, y'all got married. Shit, you married a nigga, so it's shit. Man, don't play no game now. Come on now.
So you saying don't buy your husband nothing?
Come on now. You don't want to be by yourself or you can do whatever it takes now. Stop playing.
So you saying man, don't buy your husband nothing? I'm trying to get this shit straight, because when I get married again.
Your,
do whatever the fuck your husband tell you to do. What the hell you mean, nigga? That's your husband, nigga. Shit.
Oh. Y'all know I really don't like this one.
What you do then, nigga? Shoot, nigga. Kill me, nigga, then. Do somebody.
Hey, caller, are you from Atlanta?
You say, nah. I'm from the country.
He from hell, sound like. It's the motherfucking devil on here.
Caller, where are you from?
Hey, Satan, where are you from, Satan?
My wife like MI5 kid love it, so I love that. I don't give a damn what y'all say. How about that?
So why did
I
what?
I talk radio, whatever, nigga. Shit.
Your
wife
did what?
Your wife
locked up.
Every day, the whole check.
Your wife did what?
Yeah, true.
So you cheating on your wife? That's what you're doing.
What?
So you cheating on your wife?
Oh, now we're cheating. Now we're talking about cheating. Now we're going to switch the topic of us cheating.
No. The question is, are you cheating on your wife?
Don't cheat. I mean, damn. Come on now. This real shit out here. Shit.
So everybody, now you're saying that you...
Everybody, when you go to Popeye's the Thursdays, you get chicken and some sides, nigga. Don't play no games, nigga. Shit. You don't get the chicken by itself, nigga. I always got to have something on the side. Quit playing, man. Shit.
Uh-oh, Jack, is this what you was talking about?
I mean, women have some... Well, I don't know what to say about that one.
Jack, is this what you was trying to tell us?
I want to hear what y'all got to say about that one.
Jack.
Yo.
I ain't got nothing to say.
You heard that? There's another one that said men got to have something on the side.
I can't say nothing about
that. I already said, Miss Pat told me don't say nothing else after I said that. I was like, I said what I had to say. I told Pat I ain't gonna say nothing else. I'm like, shit, it is what it is, man.
It is what it is.
I'm blowing y'all asses up. I'm trying to kill a bunch of people right now.
You can't kill. Don't blow me up, though. Hey, don't blow me up. Spray me some mace or something. Don't blow me up, though. You ain't got no mace over there?
Well, that's to sum everything up. My solution to this whole topic was to be, don't get in a relationship if you ain't ready to be in one. How about that?
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
I didn't know if you had your girlfriend
on your In other words, don't get married if you're not ready.
That's
all that matter,
goddamn
shit.
Who is that? Is that the devil?
Who is that?
Somebody was damn dying or something. Arteries clogged.
I think it was somebody disagreeing with him.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. Just don't get in a relationship if you ain't ready.
Man.
What are we talking about earlier?
Do you not agree that everybody have a motive?
What
even
kind
if you
of motive?
Friends,
everybody got a motive.
Like everybody in the in it for something. What's your motive?
Yeah, I got a motive now.
What is it? I want to know.
You
hear
a laugh?
People. You said what? What's your motive?
Everybody has a motive.
Female,
and male. Female, and male. What it is. He buying me something if I do something for, you know, it's always, you don't get nothing for nothing.
No, you don't. Everything is, like, that's why I was saying, but people don't ever recognize what their purpose is. People don't recognize what the purpose is, so they always wind up in a relationship that they're not supposed to be in because they serve their purpose, but they still there. and they should have moved the hell on, or vice versa. So I'm like, my thing is, shit, figure out what the purpose is, man. Like, and you know what you're there for. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be in a relationship you ain't supposed to be in.
That's just like Bubba there. He only there for them 5 years, and that's it.
Right.
He can't
go no damn well.
Yeah. He got those 5 children that he got to take care of.
Yeah,
he's
about to be
one
of them.
He ain't got
nowhere. She
gonna have
him
goddamn church.
That's
time.
A lot, though. Oh, shit. Yeah, I got you.
Man, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Whose background is making an echo?
Who echo?
That's you echoing.
That's
me
dude
echoing.
That's driving the tractor trailer.
Nah, he was on the motorcycle.
All right, well, he's
sound like he was on a motorcycle with a Bluetooth.
That's probably
Ghetto Radio. That's probably Ghetto
Radio.
Who Ghetto on the radio?
I'm my children, y'all ready to come out now. My children back there. What's happening? You don't got mind of quiet in the thing. What's happening? You used to be on some other shit. What's happening?
Who? Oh, right now. I took a pain pill, and the pain pill got that stuff in it that put you to sleep, so I'm fighting sleep.
Send me a lullaby. Right,
this fuck nigga don't know me, y'all.
I thought you was going to come from here and see the kids falling to the other side of the world, and you want some other shit.
I had to keep my head from hurting so I can entertain them tonight.
Yeah, what you did.
Who the hell are you to call in trying to question Lady Libra? You don't know what you fucking with.
Yeah,
I thought I fucked with the boss. Oh, this, whoever you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If I was on the phone with you, I would hang up in your face.
I ain't even tripping. Hang up on me now. How about that? Think I give a fuck? How about I hang up on you? How about that, goddamn?
Hang up, then. Hang up, then, nickel.
You ain't no gangster, nigga.
Motherfucker.
You some mid. You some mid.
I never fucking die, nigga.
Shout out to See More Films, world. Shout
out
to See More Films.
Yeah, we doing it, man. Check us out, man. We got some real big things on the way, man. Man, ladies, listen, man. Y'all check us out, man. We want some real shit.
You can find him on Facebook, S-E-E space M-O. He don't even know how to spell his name, just C-Mo.
Yeah.
When it's supposed to be C-More.
Yeah. All that, man, however you want to get to me, man, it don't matter.
Shout out to the UK. Shout out to Scotland, Ireland, Wales, England. Shout out to
everywhere.
The United States. Shout out to the world, baby. I'm Brain, Sexy Libra's Pinky. What are we going to do today?
Pinky in the brain.
Try to take over the world, baby. That's right.
No matter what y'all do, man, y'all put with Divine Elements Entertainment, man. Y'all come to that King of Spades event, too, man. Win this money, man, for real.
It's going digital.
It's going digital. All
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yo.
I don't know how to play spades. Y'all
teach me
how to play spades.
I'm going to tell you what to do.
I don't know how to play spades.
Hey, if you don't know how to play spades, just be able to talk shit. If you don't talk shit,
hey,
just pretend, hey, you got to play mind game with these folks, man. Come to the spades event.
Exactly.
Get you a Christian get you a Christian partner and y'all like catch the Holy Ghost during the spade tournament. And just fuck everybody's head up. While everybody talking shit playing spades, y'all be playing. And that just fuck people head up. You like, they be like, damn, what the hell? You know, y'all running the yard on them, you just catch the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying? You got to flip it on them, man.
I'm not the church folk.
Yeah, bring the church. Bring it to a Christian
party. Hey, anybody want to be in the movie? We shooting a movie called Streetwise, man. We just did a cast and they up Miami. I want all y'all to get with me, man. Y'all leave all y'all info and everything, man. Y'all know what it is so we can go ahead and connect and get everybody involved in this movie. It's a real movie. Shot by a real director. We're going to shoot here in Atlanta, man. So we want all y'all to come on that, man, and fuck with us for real shit.
Also, we got Life. It's called Love to Love and Life with Lady Libra. Reality show coming soon.
That's too many L's, though. Yeah. See, I've been got tongue-tied, but you got to drop
just
some L's.
Say,
put an
say,
M in it.
Do it like you did in court. And like you're speaking in tongues.
Everybody come out to Lucky on Saturday.
Lucky Lines this Saturday. That's what's up, man. Shout out to my boy Reginald Johnson, man. C Dub, Divine Elements Entertainment. Shit, King of Spades, July 31st. JR Crickets, man, it's going down on national.
If you need T-shirts, also dial that same number I gave you earlier, 449-HOT-119. I got T-shirts, great prices, no job is too big. Apple J Inks, baby. 449-468-119 for those that can't spell HOT.
Yeah. Atlanta Public School Reunion this Saturday, July 17th. We got Joe Torre going to be in the house, comedian Joe Torre. So everybody come through, you know, free 11:30. I'll let your boy, I'll be there, Polo L fam, Red Stars Entertainment.
Well, I will be at Club Chocolate tomorrow.
At what time? Because, what time are we going there tomorrow?
Probably around 9 to 10, it's open mic.
Oh, okay. You heard that, Simo? That's sexy, Libra.
9 to 10 o'clock.
Okay, Simo.
Make sure you dial that number for ads and sponsorships. It's going down. Show will be available for the review at 11:30. All shows on demand, visit the site, select your show, press play, and enjoy. They're also downloading to iTunes. It's really going digital here at High Tide Radio, reaching them over a million ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra.
A million.
Coming through your motherfucking speaker.
A million. They ain't hear you. I don't think they heard you.
It's not a, it's over.
Yeah.
Over. So I'm reiterating. Over. Over a million. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I talk radio doing
numbers. We healing the world one show at a time. Let this be your therapy.
I had fun, man. That's tonight, man. I'm going to have to really start, you know, getting into this thing, man, so. I'm gone, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Really enjoyed the show tonight.
That's right, you guys. We have successfully completed another show. My final comment, ladies, keep it fresh and wet. Fellas, go deep and hard. It's Lady Libra signing off.
Thanks, Lady Libra signing off, too. Good night.
Thanks, signing off.
Live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra.